Kind of a whirlwind of activity.
So tell us about the awards that you guys have won. You've won two now. You've gotten the last couple months, America's Favorite Main Street and America's Main Street.
It's actually the same award.
Oh, it's the same award.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I wish we were getting $50,000. That would have been great. It's technically called America's Main Street. So it's been around for, I think, 4 years, and it's through Independent We Stand. And we, I think there were 232 original nominated areas all across the country, and we made it, to top 10. And I was like, I really think we can do this. And with, all the voting that the community did, made it come true. They could tell that everyone was really passionate about Wellington, and we have a lot of really great history here. And so we were able to clinch it, and that was pretty exciting.
How's that process begin? Do you have to send something in? Does someone nominate you?
Yep. Well, either or. Yeah. I found out through Heritage Ohio, we're members of that, and they said this contest is going on, and I saw it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to apply. I didn't even ask the board. I just was like, let's do it. And I would, you know, read a lot of the other entries, and I'm like, wow, we are so much better. to be cocky, but sure. No, I just thought, wow, that's we really good, deserve this. We're not perfect, but we have got some really great things in Wellington, and we've got that passion, and we need to improve. And so I thought getting this award, getting some attention here, getting some help is really it was a big deal. So the community, the first two rounds, the community had to vote. And it was really kind of heartwarming to hear so many people. I've been voting. I've voted 50 times today, 100 times. And that kind of got us through to the third round, the top 10. And that's when the judges kind of voted. And I have a very good feeling that we had way more votes than everybody. Yeah. That's how it happened.
That's got to be a good feeling. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, the community is kind of the one that pushes you through as an ambulance goes by right here on Main Street. But, I mean, the community is the one that kind of pushes you guys through.
Definitely.
I mean, that's not just, somebody picking random, let's get it to Wellington.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it definitely, it's been surreal for sure, but like I said, very heartwarming, and a lot of people have said, congratulations, you're doing thank you for everything you're doing for Wellington. And so it definitely justifies all of the hard work and long hours that the board, the volunteers, and myself do. So, sure.
And you guys have a lot of great events, not only through the summer, but throughout the course of the year as mm-hmm. well. I want to hit on some of these that are coming up here
sure.
for you guys.
Yep.
August 4th. The Dog Days of Summer.
Yeah.
We mentioned that we're in the presence of an awesome dog here at
yes,
King Realty. Tubbs is here.
Went for a walk.
Went for a walk.
He is adorable.
Yeah. What goes on at the Dog Days of Summer?
Well, last year was our inaugural year.
Yeah.
Woo, it's Friday. Woo. And so this is our second year, and it's kind of a combination fun day to bring your dog out. We've got contests. We've got lots of shopping for pet-friendly items or just items for pet lovers. We've got games that you can play with your dog. Like last year, we had a wet t-shirt contest. Not that kind, but you would have to quickly put a wet t-shirt on the dog. And so, of course, they were squirming around and everybody was getting wet, and so it was really fun.
Yeah.
And we've got some food and just fun. We put water stations throughout. And then we also had a sprinkler tent and some paddle pools with water so the dogs could cool off. There were a couple kids that got into the pools too.
Of course.
You know, I went through the sprinkler tent. It was like in the 90s last year. So hopefully it won't be as hot. But it was really fun. So I'm looking forward to that. It's coming fast.
I'm picturing someone trying to put a dog into a wet t-shirt.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm thinking of mine at home that's like 14 months old, and, you know, he's still got that wild puppy energy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of how darn near impossible that would be to get a wet t-shirt on.
You should come down and try it.
We might have to give that a shot here next month. Sounds like that'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
A little bit later on in the fall, you guys have something coming up towards the end of September. It's called Fall in Love with Wellington. What
yes.
happens here?
Well, that also was new last year, but the whole idea, well, as you remember, we had the Cheese Heritage Festival mm-hmm. for 17 years, and it just kind of wore itself out. There wasn't a lot of cheese, and so we thought, let's try something new. And this was a way to try to highlight all of the great things about Wellington. So it's a festival, first and foremost. Lots of fun entertainment, contests, and games for all ages. But we threw in a couple of things specific to Wellington. We had last year, and hopefully we'll do it again, we went around and we took photos of a lot of the architecture in town, and we did like an I Spy event. So people had to go through town, like trying to find this specific little corner of a building and identify where it was. And so a lot of people really enjoyed that. We had a scarecrow contest. We had a pumpkin contest. You know, it's all fall, but also trying to get people out and celebrating everything that's great and having a good time.
I'm a puntastic individual, so I love that theme of fall in love with Wellington.
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. So
awesome.
Extraordinarily well done. You get
Thank
my
you.
Seal of approval for whatever
Yay!
That's worth. But
I'll take it. Do you have a logo?
we need to develop
Give it time.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, give
will,
it time.
Yeah.
We'll
stamp.
Come up with something.
Trust me, when it comes to puns, this guy needs something else.
That's good. We've got room on our committee for you if you'd like to come down.
Very nice. Very nice. I got Jenny Arns with Main Street Wellington joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Spotlight of Wellington from King Realty. And, you know, those are just two events that you guys have coming up here over the next couple of months. But you guys have something happening, it seems like, every single month the rest of the year.
Yes, and actually next year we're going to step it up even more. We're going to start First Fridays, which a lot of communities do that. And so the whole reason you do these events on the first Friday of every month is to bring people downtown. And so you get the businesses on board. You try to get people going through, whether it's a scavenger hunt or a passport. You have some fun, family-friendly entertainment. A lot of it is free. And just to get people out and about, because we've got to keep our businesses here and lively and just really make Wellington, you know, continue to be a good place to raise your family. So that's that'll be on top of all of our events. So I will be getting less rest, I'm sure. But I've got a lot of great community or committee members who are helping as well.
I mean, a beautiful town here, and especially here on the streetscape, you have that kind of old-fashioned brick Main Street. Mm-hmm. And one thing, too, I didn't realize, the history of the town is so deep. The Spirit of 76 Museum across the street. It wasn't until we did our first spotlight on Wellington that I found out the Spirit of 76 was actually created right here in Wellington.
The idea of it was called Yankee Doodle, and the Herrick Memorial Library actually has the original. And then, obviously, he painted that later, the iconic painting, and I think there were 28 of them, there were a couple dozen. But the original sketch was right over here in the future Mechanic Brewing Street Company. So
It's one of those pictures everybody knows.
Yeah.
You may not know the history behind it, but it's so fascinating once you do.
It's really the iconic, you know, seal of our country.
For sure.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. Well, before we let you go, I want to ask you one more question here, because I believe it was 10 days ago, you guys went out and you asked the community, you know, what exactly is it that you would like to see more of?
Mm-hmm.
And you came up with a list. And I think you had a movie theater, upscale fine dining, community recreation center, which involves a pool, workout gym, ice rink, play area, an athletic complex, event space, indoor and outdoor, and the renovation of valleys for dining and activities as well. As a commercial test kitchen, which he and I could have some fun with. So I just wanted to go through that process.
Sure.
Because this was just before the 4th of July. You guys did this, right?
Yes, July 2nd. It was part of our prize of winning America's Main Street contest. We had some folks from a business called Flip This Town. Ron Drake and Christy Trevorrow came in and did a mini consultation. And we're actually hoping to bring them back next year. For a longer consultation, we'll definitely need some sponsors. So if anybody's interested, but it was called a community visioning session, and we had 50 to 60 people there, a pretty good cross section of the community. And you stated a lot of the ideas that came out of it. And that was just a portion of what was said. My intern Brock summarized everything, and I think some of them are definitely a little out there. I don't know if Wellington could support an ice rink or a movie theater, but the better dining, fine dining, outdoor dining, I think is definitely possible. Doing some things with the alleys, getting some more events, some pop-up locations to just kind of get people excited about coming downtown. I think a lot of them are doable. And again, we're hoping to have Flip This Town come in next year after we've done a few things that they've suggested and then try to continue. We've got a lot of great space that is being very underutilized. And so we'd like to work with the village and developers and building owners to make it a little more alive.
Good deal. Well, we're going to have Mayor Schneider on with us at 5:15 today.
Okay, so cool.
We'll throw some of those ideas at him as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we're not going to let him enjoy that vacation too much. We'll ask him some really hard questions a little bit
Perfect.
Later on too. So.
Yes. Yay. But
Jenny, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Again, Jenny Yarns with Main Street Wellington joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, shining the spotlight on the Village of Wellington today, having some fun doing so.